is a 4-point lead here for Sand Points. 37-33, final 8 minutes of this game. And what has been just some of the best basketball I've seen from these two squads ever. Missed shot there by Charlotte. King Sand Points a rebound. Another attempt by Charlotte. Missing his check back in and gets the ball. Missing the putback, but she gets her own rebound and takes it outside. Pass gets short. Picked up by Ella. 1-2 steps in, no good. Nice deflection by Misty. Rebound goes to the hands of Marcus. She's on fast break here. She gets past the offense. Beautiful control of the ball. 39-33 now in favor of Sand Points. Killer control on that fast break. She actually just outran the offense when she was on, or the defense when she had the ball. Randall on the outside. That's going to be a charging. Oh, really? A reach. Okay. Mary May and Missy have really been going at it this game in a good way. Not like, not going at it aggressively, but not with ill will. Inbound pass gets tipped up by Charlotte, but Carly's able to run it back down. Sending over to the left-hand side, trying to feed into Tiana. Good defense by Mia closes that door, so King Cove will kick it back outside. Mary May. She knows that she can recover this. She's only down by 6. Sand Point, who started off slow, really shifted gears in the second quarter. Nice over to Ella. Great defense from Sand Point, though, and jump ball as Jada and Precious broke up the ball. Good ball movement there by King Cove, but Sand Point had a great defensive response. Inbounded to Carly, who's wide open for 2. Big 2 points for King Cove. 4-point lead now for Sand Point with 6:22 left to go in the quarter and in this game. Morgan to the yellow line where Charlotte picks it up. Cuts to the left, taking her time. Morgan, better passing. Oh, she gets the... Sand Point keeps running the same play. It's very effective, but Charlotte missed that shot. Tiana, charge. Precious beautifully posts up right there and takes that charge. Textbook. And that is going to be... That was on Tiana. Rivera will check in here. She'll come in for Jada. Third foul on number... It says 23.
That's Misty.
Yeah, they haven't picked up the correct fouls. A little bit of a conversation here between the coaching and the ref on that substitution. Actually, it's the table and the ref. 5:55 to go in there in this game. Sand Point up by 4. And there's a bit of conversation off that substitution. Not sure exactly. And now the reffing is explaining things to Sand Point. Surprising amount of conversation about that substitution. Again, a 4-point lead here for the Sand Point Lady Eagles. Boys kicking off right now on the King Cove Sports Network. But man, if I were you, I'd stay right here on the Sand Point Sports Network and KSDP and see how this game ends, because we've got just a killer game. All right. Figuring things out here. Looks like it's going to be no harm, no foul on whatever the situation was. All right, ball in the hands of Charlotte Marcus. She finds Morgan at the yellow line. Back to Charlotte. Offensive action. Morgan's open for 3. Mary May's scoping her out, though, so the same point will kick it back around the horn. Morgan now open the corner for 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Missy tries to chase it down. 39-35. Sand Point up by 4. King Cove can close this distance here. Let's see what Mary May can do. Rivera for three. Off the right side. Carly gets it back. Rivera gets it back now. Good passing over to Mary May at the top of the key. Good screen by Carly. King Cove passing around, looking for an opportunity. 5 minutes to go in the game. Sandpoint still up by four. That screen comes again. Morgan falls down. Carly open for three. That one is good one. Whoa! And we have a one-point game on our hands here. Morgan back in it. Fast transition. Pass to Charlotte. Marcus gets the ball. Pass almost intercepted by Carly, but they're able to move it. And that one gets picked off by Tiana. Who fast breaks. Two on two. Ella's pass goes out, and they're going to say, yeah, last touch by Ella. 1 point lead now for Sandpoint. 4:30 to go in this game. Whew, down to the wire. Lady Eagles with the ball. Charlotte brings it in. Picked off by Tiana. Soft pass. Pass break to Mary May. And King Cove gets the lead. 40-39. Yeah, there's a full timeout called by Don Tezza. And that's without question. As King Cove comes back to a big roaring lead. 40-39. That's not a big lead, but they came back big to make this happen. Oh, Dan Tezza has busted out a rule book here, and she's talking to the referees as Danielle coaches the Lady Eagles. I am not sure what the confusion was on that substitution, but there was something. But the server here, King Cove, is back with a one-point lead with 4 minutes left to go here in the game. It is anybody's game. Both these teams have been just trading back and forth, taking big leads, watching them the road. And it's just been some of the best basketball I've seen here in Sandpoint. We'll see how this game ends. We're going to keep... Looks like someone's checking in for... Not sure who. Summer's going to be checking in for somebody. Not sure who's sitting... Oh, Morgan's going to sit down. Alright, on the floor now. We've got Misty, Mia, Summer, Charlotte, and Precious for Sandpoint. King Cove, Rivera, checking back in with four fouls. Mary May, Carly, Ella, and Tiana Lewis. Great ball players on both these teams. 4 minutes to go here in this game. King Cove is up by one. Misty gets the ball at the yellow line. Taking her time. Thought that Summer was cutting in, but no, she goes the other way, out of bounds. King Cove with the ball and a one-point lead. 3:45 left to go. Mary May gets the feed, back outside over Rivera. Ella, Tiana in the paint, shot goes up, Misty gets the rebound. Kamenanga sees Summer, but... Mary May gets right in there and read that pass coming. That's something that Sandpoint needs to watch out for here, is not beating passes that are clearly going to, I say this like, that are just being read by the defense, recognizing when the defense has read a pass and not taking it. 40-39, King Cove in the lead. Great steal by Charlotte. Fast break. She got Carly ahead of her, pulls back, shot goes up, no good. Misty gets a steal. Whistle, and I think it's going to be a foul on Mary May, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, wow, foul on Misty. Substitution. That's a fourth foul on Misty. Less than three to go here in the game. Sandpoint trails by one. Whew. See how this one ends. Ball over to Ella. Tightly guarded, sends it to the free throw line. Now Mary May on the perimeter. Tightly guarded, Rivera now with the ball at the top of the key to the corner with Carly. Looking to bring it in. Tiana gets the defense to collapse on her, sends it over to Rivera, who misses. Morgan on a fast break. She's got it. Charlotte cross post. Rookies catch up fast, but jump shot up. No good, just off the front of the rim. 2:17 left in the game. King Cove up by one. Rivera Wilson with the ball. Morgan forces contact against Rivera. How many fouls is that for Morgan? I think three. Pressure being called out here for the defense. Coach Carlson saying no easy shots. Morgan's got to watch out. She's going to foul. Maybe they're trying to force a foul. That's going to be a fourth foul on Morgan. I mean, if you're going to force a foul, you might want to get a person in here and take the sacrifice. Because both Misty and Morgan have four fouls now. Picked up by Misty. Charlotte. She's got Carly Heather. She bobs and weaves. Just missed the rim. 1:45 in the game. Kinko is still up by one. Possession now in the hands. Almost stolen by Charlotte, but Mary Mae keeps the ball. Poked out. She remains in possession. 90 seconds to go. King Cove still in the lead. Bouncing to Ella, ripped out by Precious. Foul on Ella. Putting contact on Precious. Yeah, there's no incentive to foul anymore as five fouls will go into a double bonus. 120. One basket takes the lead right here for Sam Points. They got to play smart. Missy's open. She takes into the paint. Forces a shot. Good! What a shot by Missy Marine. 41-40 with 1 minute, 5 seconds to go here. And that was a tough shot. Ball tipped off the hands of Sam Points. Less than a minute to go. Sam Point now with a 1 point lead. 41-40. King Cove with the ball. Hard. Cuts. Mary May feeds to Ella. Ella puts it up. Foul. Maybe a good play to foul there. Ella to the line. A 1 point lead for King for Sam Point. 41-40. 51 seconds left to go here in this game. In and out. Ella looking to tie it here. I'm saying Ella, it could be Ellie. I'm so sorry if that is the case. Shot up. Oh, back line. But Tiana runs it down. Ball pulled out by Charlotte. 45 seconds. Missy with the ball. See, Missy calls for help. Across to Charlotte. Morgan. Corner. Mary May almost takes it out. Pass is stolen. 31 seconds left here. Offer down by one. Mary May moves fast. Takes it to the paint. Force a shot. No good. On the rebound. And trying to rope it up. Ella gets the foul. Is it Ella or Ella? It is Ella? Okay. Ella. Timeout. Sam Point up by one, 22 seconds left to go here in this game. Holy cow. What a matchup from these two teams. Sam Point boys, King Cove boys. And this is 41-40 in favor of Sandpoint with 22 seconds. And the Eagles, the Lady Eagles, will have the ball. But man, both these teams, I mean, this is just one of the most high-intensity games I have seen in a while here with in-region basketball. I don't know where this is going to go. A basket for King Cove wins this game. So we'll see here as the rookies come out. Two intelligent teams. excellent coaching on both sides. Alright, I tell you, I don't watch a lot of sports. I watch more 1A basketball than I watch any other sport out there because these moments with the butterflies get to me. I'm not going to lie about that. Ball now in the hands of Sandpoint. Full court man-to-man pressure. Sandpoint's got to be ready for this. They haven't seen man-to-man yet so far this series. This could be huge. Missy didn't break it. Morgan drops the ball. Picked back up. To Charlotte. For two. Off the top of the rim. Charlotte goes out hard. Charlotte for two. And that is the game, 43-40 in favor of Sandpoint. Again, 43-40 in favor of Sandpoint in what was one of the most intense games I have seen in a long time here in Sandpoint or King Cove. That's going to do it. We'll go live to King Cove. This is Austin Root for KSTP and Sandpoint Sports Network signing off.
I was just passing the final score along, and
there we go.
All right. Let's see. So I was just passing the final score along. We had the ladies here in Sandpoint for the weekend game. 43 for Sandpoint Eagles, 40 for the Rookies. I believe we're going to hand it on over. I guess the game is already there. I'm going to give it to Chris and Chris. Give me just a second.
We're into the second period of our doubleheader here. Today, we just got done with the girls in Sandpoint, and we got the T-Jax boys here and the Sandpoint boys here. We're 4:23 left in the second period. We got a score of your T-Jax 18 and your Sandpoint Eagles 0 at the time. Very intense game here. Oh, and first point of the game go up there by, I believe that was Kalugin.
Yep.
Let me take a look here. Yep, Peter Kalugin put the first 2 points of the game for Sandpoint.
Yep.
So Brennan's got it.
T-Jax really need to get going somehow.
Oh, tried to pass it into Robert. Robert wasn't there to, didn't get it. So back over to Sandpoint. Back out to Peter. Peter's going to answer with nothing. And I think we're going to foul.
Yeah, I seen that.
Oh. So that'll send Peter to the line for two.
No, the first half was pretty intense, man. That was T-Jax were on a run, and Sandpoint, we're trying to get a little bit of a good one running. So, but in the second half, so it was a good start. They got two on the board, and so they're at the line to try to shoot two, and one of them missed. So, try to go for a second one.
That second one is no good. Rebounded by King Cole, but tossed away there. Rowdy's got it, working it back to Carlson. There, back over to Peter. Peter's heavily guarded.
Oh, wow.
Carlson was going to go in there, trying to go in there. Oh,
my
there.
Goodness.
Actually, that wasn't Carlson. That was
Tyler.
Tyler, sorry about that.
That was a sneaky one to get in there.
Tyler got in there, answered back with two. Trying to double team our guys here. Riley saved it and tapped out by Rowdy.
Oh, yeah. I had a weird feeling we were going to double team that. Man, that was crazy.
Pretty aggressive game here so far.
Yep. In the morning.
Rowdy's got it. Going to pass it to Ryu. Ryu's got it.
Yep.
Passing it in to Peter. Back over to Tyler. Tyler's going to pass it back to Ryu. Ryu tries to put it in. No good. Rebounded by Rowdy. Heavily being guarded.
Wow.
Oh, another foul.
And that's...
All right, that'll be King Cole's ball.
So, yep.
Be a foul on Peter Kalugin there.
Yep.
So that'll bring it
dropped King Cole's ball. Mm-hmm. Brennan's got the ball for King Cole.
Over Riley. Deep in the backfield to Chase. Back out to Riley.
Ooh, that's a lot of pressure they're putting on him.
They're double teaming our the T-Jack. Ooh, tried to pass it into Logan there, and it was taken away by Rowdy. Well, Tyler's got it back on his side of the court, trying to drive in, trying to get a shot. Chase was there to take it away.
Chase is bringing it down.
Brandon Brennan.
Why
Brennan's
going
to try that. No way.
Oh, what a rebound.
Robert was there. Oh. Robert tried to put it back in and didn't and knocked it out of bounds, so it'll be Sandpoint's ball.
What just happened?
Let's see a technical.
Oh, my.
Got a technical here. Sandpoint got a technical.
Yep.
So Chase will go up for two. First shot is good.
Yep. It's technical.
I don't quite know what the technical was about.
Yep.
But see, so. And second shot is no good.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I don't know what did I see.
I believe it was on Ryu there.
Ooh.
I don't exactly know what happened there. I don't know if some things were said to the ref there, Joe. But Joe didn't like what he saw or heard and called a technical, and those refs can do that.
I mean, yeah, that's part of their job. You know, you can't argue with the ref or say something to them. It's going to really hurt your team. You got to keep your cool. You got to keep it focused and just, like, focus on what's important in the game. Don't, like, try to get, like, an argument with the ref.
I don't know if Sandpoint's getting frustrated there. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, even if you cuss, you know, that can get you technical.
Ooh, I know. Yeah, you got to be careful on that, man.
So we're looking at your hometown T-Jacks 21 and your visiting Eagles 4. We're going to be ending the second period here pretty quick. So if you're not doing anything, you want to come down to the school year, come on down. I know it's a little early, but come on down and have Joe, what was that?
Oh, wow.
All right, we just got clarification there on the technical wearing necklace.
Yep.
There, so, yeah, you can't wear jewelry. You got to be careful on the jewelry you wear. So.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, but we're just about 2 minutes left in our game.
Oh, what a block.
Logan went up for a shot there and was blocked. Peter's going to bring it down out to Tyler.
Oh!
And Tyler goes to the ground.
Wow.
And spits the ball out, and it will be King Cole's ball.
Yeah, I've seen that. All right.
All right, so Brendan's going to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
And needs help, being heavily guarded. Back out to Robert, back to Brennan. Brennan's going to try it. No good. Rebounded by Rowdy. Rowdy's bringing it all the way down. Loses it.
Woo. Wow, what a hustle.
And Robert almost had it, but Rowdy got it again.
Yep.
Back out to McGlashan. Cross court to Tyler. Back out to Rowdy, back to McGlashan. Back to Rowdy, he was going to try to go in. No good. Looks like it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
Yeah.
A lot of fight going on down at the end of the ring. Not really fighting, but
it's a little scrappy.
Yep.
I call
all the way over to right.
Ooh, wow.
And there
nice.
We go.
Nice.
Peter puts up two, so your Eagles got six. King Cole's got 21. Chase is bringing it around. Got to come all the way around. Back up to Riley. Back up to Chase. Back to Logan. Logan's going to answer for two.
Oh, wow.
And just like that, Logan comes in with two. In the paint there. Nice assist there by Chase.
Mm-hmm.
We got 42 seconds left in the first half here. Cross court to Peter. Peter thought about it. No good. Glashen with the rebound there. Back to McGlashan. Yes, he's going to answer with two.
Why not?
And McGlashan gets his first 2 points of the game.
Yep. So 7 points, fighting a little bit. They're getting there.
Up to Riley.
Riley.
Chase says, I'm back here.
Oh.
Chase, he's all over the place.
Logan's oh, my goodness.
With another two.
What a play.
Chase is kind of running them around and letting Logan get some time in the paint there. And mm-hmm. pops in the ball, and he pops it up. All right.
Wow.
And that ends the first half of your game here this morning in King Cove. We've got your hometown T-Jacks 25 and your visiting Sandpoint Eagles 8. So I'm going to turn it back over to Virgil, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes or less for the second half of the game. So hang tight. We'll be back. Thank you. Go ahead, Virgil.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Chris and Chris. The Babcocks live in King Cove. If you didn't catch that score at the halftime, we had to come in a little bit late. My apologies. We got a little bit of overlap on the games today. King Cove T-Jacks, 25 at the half. Sandpoint Eagles, 8. The previous game, if you missed the ladies, I'll let you know. Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 43. King Cove Rookies, 40. Hey, speaking of, thank you.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Oh my gosh, what did I do? How about that? There we go.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, 'cause he was an angel. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing to have loved him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so fucking grateful.
time, Charlie, talking about Charlie Wilson and Afghanistan, a little bit more in my wheelhouse by a man named Priests. But Ariana Grande just burned me pretty hard. My apologies for all that. I'll pull it out. Moving on, we got a couple minutes in the halftime. I did not expect that. Sorry about that, everybody. Chapel Roan right here.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the...
We are done with Chapel Roan. I'm going to hand this off to Chris and Chris live in King Cove. Here you go, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Virgil. We're going to get ready for the second half of the other morning game this morning, the T-Jacks versus the Sandpoint Eagles. We got a score of your T-Jacks 25 and your Eagles 8. So it was a pretty intense first half.
Yep.
Kind of almost like last night. It was a really good game last night also. And so we'll see what the second half brings. We'll see if Sandpoint can tighten things up a little bit. Maybe even come up and take the lead. Second half is anybody's game. So we'll go begin with that here in just a minute. Calling the teams in.
All right.
Got Joe Calver and Charles Mack. They're the refs and are officiating the game.
Yep.
This morning. If you're not doing anything, we invite you to come on down to the King Cove gym here and check it out.
All right. So T-Jack will get the ball first.
Brennan's got it. Over to Chase. Back out to Brennan. Looking for help, he was. Logan's got it now.
Oh, they're pressuring Logan now. There you go.
Back up to Brennan. All cross court Chase.
Yep.
Back into Riley. Right thought about it. Back up to Brennan. And he sets something up here. Robert actually comes out a little bit. Brennan's got it now again. Robert goes back under the basket there. Chase got it. Back out to Brennan. Brennan tries to
Oh, no good. Man, he almost had that.
Oof. And going to be knocked out by King Cole.
And it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
Oh, Brennan tried to go in for two, couldn't make it. Robert was there to try to assist.
Yep.
And too many hands up in the air and knocked it out of bounds. All right, so Sandpoint's got it. Back over to Ryu. Back over to Tyler. And
Chase
is there to get it.
Just going all the way.
Coast it up. Coast to coast there. Nobody to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Ryu, and he just wasn't quick enough, and Chase puts it up for two.
Yep.
Out to Rowdy. All the way out to Tyler. And set something up here, being guarded by Chase.
Oh, man.
Back out to McLash, and back out to Ryu. Back into Peter, and Peter couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, so it'll be King Cole's ball. All right, Logan's going to throw it into Chase. They're going to bring it down to their side of the court. Out to Brennan.
Brennan's looking. That's to Robert.
Robert's going to put it up.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Nice. That couldn't have worked any better.
He's a big fella.
That was beautiful there.
Yep. So,
all right. Out to Rowdy. Back into Tyler. Oh, off the hands of Travel. Riley's going to be called for travel there.
And Chase is like, oh, man.
He almost had a free run.
I know. I just had a weird feeling. Oh, man.
So it'll be Sandpoint's ball thrown into Ryu. Over to Tyler. Back to Ryu. Into Rowdy. Rowdy says, "All answer for two. No good. Rebounded by Chase.
Oh, Chase
is going all the way.
Wow.
Oh, the way.
Oh, he still gets it.
Rowdy was there for the save. Oh, wow.
Wow.
A lot of saves there by Chase.
I know.
Chase was going coast to coast. Missed that shot. Got his rebound. Missed the shot again. And then Riley was there for the rebound. Robert says, "I'm in there," but he's not going to take a shot. Jason's got all the way out to Riley. Riley says he's going to answer with three.
That was good.
Rebounded by Rowdy. That was a good look. Rowdy's trying to go coast to coast. And no good. Brandon, coach, asked him for rebounds, and they wouldn't rebound.
Oh,
that was kind of a wicked, wicked play that Chase tried to do, but it didn't work.
Oh, and Tyler's picking up.
Tyler's going all the way coast to coast, and can't handle the ball. And both of them are slammed into, and I think we no foul. Both Logan and Tyler went mad down on the ground there, but everybody's okay.
Yeah, no, that's hustle, baby.
All right, so Tyler's going to inbound it over to Peter. Peter's looking for a shot. No good. Rebounded by Robert. And Brendan's going to bring it down for King Cove. Pretty intense game, I tell you, people. Very intense game.
It is between these two.
Oh!
Ah.
Brendan tried to do a little...
Brendan says, "My bad." He said, "My bad on that."
He was going to try to pass it in there to Robert.
Yep.
A little too low for Robert to grab there and went out of bounds.
Yep.
All right, so Raul back over to Tyler. Tyler's needing some help.
Oh, yeah.
Back up to Raul. Back over to Tyler. Tyler says he's going to drive in. Woo!
Wow.
That was tight.
Wow.
Rowdy said, I'm in the pan. I'm waiting for the ball, and Tyler gave it to him.
Good play right there.
And Rowdy puts it up for two. So
that was
29-10 with your T-Jacks ahead. All right, Brendan's going to send it into Robert. Cross court to Riley. Back over to Brendan. Chase going to answer with quick
Logan.
Two, no good.
That was Logan, by the way.
Or excuse me, Logan.
Yeah.
No good. Rebounded by Sam Poole.
Away
by Riley.
Wow, I refuse. Riley read that play so quick. He read that.
Back over to Brennan. Back over to Riley.
Woo.
Needing help there. Back to Brennan. Back to Logan. Logan's gonna be fouled. So that was almost
and one.
2 points and one, but he didn't make a shot. But he's going to go to the line for two.
Yep.
So tie the shoe there for a minute.
Oh, yeah, you got to tie your shoe, baby. You got to make sure your shoe is tight.
All right. So he's going to go for two.
Yep.
First shot is up and is no good. In and out.
Sometimes you got to get these good. Got to practice those, people. Got to practice them.
Second shot is up, and it's no good.
Ouch.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Peter's bringing it. Rowdy's bringing it down out to Tyler. Tyler's going to drive in the paint.
Oh,
back into Rowdy.
Wow.
Rowdy tries to do an inside shot. No good.
That was a good secret ice play. I seen that. That was good.
Robert was there for the rebound. Back out to Chase.
Oof.
Back out to Brennan. Riley goes working hard trying to get... Chase tried to put it up for a shot. No good. Robert was there to try to make the shot go in, but no good. And Sam Point got it. Ryu turns the shot. No good. He's getting banged up pretty good, Ryu, today.
Oh.
He come off the off our side here. Holding his back now.
Oh, yeah. He's a little bit...
He's got the ball back out to Chase. Back to Brennan.
There
nice tip by there by Raul.
They're getting a little feisty now.
Back out to Logan. Back to Chase. Chase going to go for three.
That's him with three.
Glass.
You're looking at
32-10.
Look at the score, 32. Sandpoint, 10.
Raul is bringing it down. Oh, he says he's going to try a shot.
Oh.
No good. Rebounded by Chase.
I mean, you got to give credit. King Cove is finding different ways on scoring.
Yep. Back out to Brennan. Back to Logan. Logan's going to answer with two. No good. Rebounded by McGlashan. And Riley's going to bring it down for standpoint.
Yep.
Ooh, looking for help. Out to Tyler. Tyler's going to answer with two. No good. Rebounded by Brandon. Brennan, excuse me. So King Cole will bring it down to their side of the court.
Yeah. Oh,
out
wow.
To Robert. And no good. Robert tried to put it up.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a little block there, but out to Tyler. Standpoint. Tyler's going in for two. No good. Rebounded by Chase. Heavily being beat up there. Chase was there, but manages to hang on to the ball. Get it out to Robert. Back over to Riley. Riley can answer with quick.
Yep.
2 points.
Why not?
Kiko's pretty much got the speed set for this game.
Yeah,
right,
they
now
got that mindset in them now. They know what to do.
So over to Tyler. Back over to Raul. Raul's going to try to go for no short. McGlashan rebounded.
Wow.
Over to Rowdy. Rowdy was heavily being beat up there. Mad because he lost the ball there. He slammed the ground. Chase is there to get it.
Ooh.
And Chase had to go in for coast to coast. No,
oh,
my puts it up now.
Goodness.
Another 2 points.
Yep.
That point is trying. They're trying hard.
No,
they're,
I know.
They're playing a tough game here.
It is, man.
All right, Tyler's got the ball at that point. Back out to Rowdy. Rowdy's going to answer for three. No good. Rebounded by Robert. Oh, and Robert's going to top
and,
foul.
One.
And yep. One. So Peter put the 2 points up, was fouled by Robert of King Cove, number 34. And that's going to send Peter to the line for one extra shot. So, Sam Point's bringing some relief in, as Sam Point's played a lot of defense this first half and the second half. The first half and now the second half. So, bringing some relief in.
Yeah.
Dawson's in.
Yeah.
And Carlson. First shot, our shot up, no good.
Oh.
Rebounded by Robert. McGlashan was there to try to rebound, but Robert just a little taller, a little more strength. Chase going for three.
Oh,
no good. Tried to rebound it there. Good. Riley's going up for two.
Why not? Again.
Chase goes for three. No good. Rebounded by Robert. Back out to Riley, and Riley puts up for two.
Yep.
Back out to Peter of Sandpoint. Back over to Dawson. Back into McGlashan.
Ooh.
He tries for two. No.
Ooh,
way up. Ooh. Julian's going to be called for a foul. I almost heard that.
Yeah, I just had a weird feeling.
Almost heard the teeth got there. And Julian ran into Chase and Sandpoint.
Oh, here we go. Get one shot.
One shot off before the buzzer.
Oh.
No good. So that ends our third period.
Woo.
You got your hometown T-Jacks 38 and your Sandpoint Eagles 10. So good game here.
Mm-hmm.
First half was excellent. Last night's game was really good, too.
Yeah.
And so been a good weekend of basketball. I know our the King Cove rookies, they almost
had it. Yep.
But that was a pretty intense game, too, if you were watching that being streamed, or if you were even in Sandpoint
or
watching
listening
that, or listening to it also, as Austin was broadcasting that. So,
mm-hmm.
Want to thank KSDP again for broadcasting these
yep.
games.
Yep.
And we appreciate that. And both Sandpoint and King Cove will be traveling this coming week for the Sockeye tournament in Bristol Bay. And I'm sure those games will be broadcasted on KSDP. By broadcasters there in Bristol Bay.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good tournament. Our kids go there every year,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see what the Sandpoint Eagles and King Cove T-Jacks and rookies can do.
Store for us.
Yep. So that'll get them some more playing time.
And, of course, rest up and relax and ready for the trip.
All right, so King Cove's got the ball. Out to Brennan, over to Chase, back to Brennan, back to Chase, back to Brennan. inside to Logan, back out to Chase, back in the inside to Logan.
What ball move?
And this there by Saylor. And right, who's going to put it?
Oh, wow, what a block.
Knocked it out there.
I just saw that chase down block, Dad. That was insane.
Actually, that's not Raul. That's number three.
Yes.
That was Capo.
Okay, yeah.
Back up to Julian. Back up to Peter.
Yep.
Back into Dawson. Peter's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by McGlashan.
Mm-hmm.
McGlashan going in, and Saylor fouled McGlashan there.
Yep.
And so King Cole, our standpoint, will try to inbound it under their rim. Out to Dawson. Dawson's going to try it for three. No good.
Ooh, wow.
And we got a jump ball.
Whoa.
As Saylor and McGlashan there.
Oh, I
for that, and yeah. I believe it's going to be 7 points ball.
Yeah, there we go.
Some glass is going to inbound it to Julian.
Oh,
he tried for two, no good. Rebounded, our knocked away hit. King Cole player went out of bounds, so it'll be 7 points ball.
Yeah.
Glashen. Out to Dawson.
Ooh.
Being heavily guarded.
Oh,
away
wow.
Chase.
What an interception.
Dawson was going for a pass to Carlson. No.
Ooh.
Bad pass there.
Oh, wow.
Capo brings it down for 7 points. Back out to Peter. Back out to Capo. Back out to Peter. Back outside to McGlashan. Off the head of McGlashan, went out of bounds. So the King Cole's ball. Brandon wants a timeout for standpoint.
Yep.
You've got some of the starters resting.
Yep, that's smart.
And, so he brought some of the bench in on this last on these last plays.
So, yeah, just to rest up and get ready.
Both Rowdy and Raul have played a tremendous game.
Yep.
And so Brandon's giving them a little time on the bench to rest up. I'm sure they'll be back in.
Yeah.
And you're looking at your hometown T-Jax 38 and you're visiting Eagles 12.
It's a little bit of a scrappy game between these two.
It's always a 6:50 left in this game.
So Logan Webb
now is going to inbound it to Brennan. Brennan's going to bring it down to this side. Trying to get Jersey to wake up there.
Oh,
little miscommunication there.
Yeah, I just had a weird feeling. They're like, yeah. Sorry.
Brennan says, my bad to this Jersey there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Point's got it. Working it around. Back to Peter. Glashen says, I'm out. I'm open over here. Back into Dawson. Back out to Peter. Cross court to Capo.
Oh, wow.
Puts it up for three.
That was a good.
Sam Point answers back with a 3-point there.
That was a good 3-point he shot. That was impressive.
Back over to Brennan of King Cove. Back inside to Logan. Back out to Chase. Chase going to drive in.
Ooh,
a nice
save.
Assist and save there by King Cove. Brennan puts it in for two. No good. Rebounded by Saylor.
Ah.
Taken away by McGlashan.
Oh, boy.
McGlashan had been heavily guarded. Tried to put it in for two. Rebounded by Jersey. Back out to Chase.
Yep.
Chase driving all the way in. Lays it up. No good.
Actually
was good.
Yeah. So you look at the score. 40-15. Cove.
All right. Back out to Peter. Get heavily guarded by about three players at King Cove. Yeah. Dawson thought about it. Back over to Peter.
It's that tight defense they're playing.
Yep. They're playing a tight D here.
It's that tight.
Staples got it for King Cross half point. Brings it up no good.
Ooh.
Rebounded by Dawson. Back way out to Peter. They want to try to get in the paint here, but just really a lot of pressure. McGlashan thinking about it, no good. Back out to Capo. Back over to Peter.
Peter
says, are you going to try to shoot? No good.
Ooh.
Rebounded by Brennan.
Ooh.
Ooh. Carlton wrapping his arm around Brendan there. Lucky he didn't get called for foul.
I know.
And Chase got it for King Cove. Nice.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Brendan, that was nice.
Yep.
Was open under there, and nice little chip shot there to Brendan, and Brendan puts up two. Tampa Point's got it again with Peter. Back out to McGlashan. Back out to Capo. Keeping them out of the paint. Here they are. Back out to Carlson. Carlson said he's going to drive in.
Oh, he
nope. Tried to pivot too many, couldn't. And there you go. Peter puts up another.
All right, Peter. Got
Peter's been having a good game tonight. Today.
He's having a good time.
Put up quite a few points for Sam Point.
Yep.
So he's doing good. Chase. Ooh. Got it for King Cove. Going to drive in.
Oh.
Chase getting a little too fancy there.
Yeah. Just
slow that down. McGlashan's got it for Sam Point. Back out to Peter.
Oh.
Going away by Chase.
Oh.
Nobody there to help him.
Yep, to fast
and
break.
So goes back to Sam Point. Peter was thinking about it. All the way over to Dawson. Back out to McGlashan. McGlashan going to try to drive in. No good. Back out to Capo. He's going to try.
Ooh.
No good. Rebounded by Jersey.
Oh,
we got a jump ball.
And it's going to be King Cove's ball.
Jersey was fighting there to hold on to it to make it a jump ball there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hopefully King Cove doesn't be too fancy. I mean, they've got quite a lead, but you still need to play. You still need to play wisely and smart.
Yeah.
And we got a foul down here on King Cove. That's going to be Sailor on Sailor. Nobody's got to the bonus yet, so we're not having any real shooting fouls yet.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
All right. So you're going to get that.
Back out to Dawson. Long pass to Dawson. Back to Capo. Back out to Peter. Peter's thinking about it. Back out to Dawson. Oh, tried to go inside to Carlson. Brendan read that, was there, but knocked it out of bounds. All right, McGlashan got it.
Yep.
Out to Dawson. Back out to Peter. Peter says he's going to try to put it up.
Wow.
Nice.
Woo.
Peter answers back ball.
What
a nice 3 points there. That brings your 42-20.
Yep.
Back to Sailor of King Cole. Back to Brennan. Inside to Sailor. Cross court to Chase.
Chase is thinking something.
Chase wants to drive in. Back out to Brennan.
Oh,
nice save there by Brennan. Back to Sailor. Oh, tipped away by Carlson there. Saved by McGlashan. So Sam Point will bring it down. Back out to Dawson. Into Capo.
Mm-hmm.
Out left Peter. Back out to Carlson. Back to Dawson. Back to Carlson. That's Julian, by the way. And Dawson. And Peter said he's going to try to answer for three. No good. We got it by Dawson.
Dang.
Inside to Julian.
Ooh.
Julian tries to put up for two, and he gets fouled. So that'll send Julian Carlson to the line. Or two. This, as I said, nobody was really fouling. Now, King Cove's been fouling, so.
Oh, looks like we're going to get something.
All right.
I knew it.
Sam,
why not?
King Cove's going to.
We got to
put our second string in.
Yeah, why not?
As Sam Point does some of the same.
Yep, why not?
Give some of our starters
a break
they deserve.
And get ready for.
So we've got Elliot in. We've got Desmond. And I believe we got Walter.
Yes, let me see.
Walter here. Or no, excuse me, we got James. We got James and Walter's his brother.
Yep.
Julian up no good, rebounded by Brennan. So we got Brennan's going to bring it down.
Yep.
And out to Desmond.
Ooh.
Ooh, almost taken away.
Ooh.
Almost stolen again. Brennan got it back all the way over to Chase. Chase is telling James to kind of come in.
Yes, set.
James grabbed it, gave it back. out back out to Chase. Chase has turned it. There you go.
Nice
try by James there for 212. Almost had it in there. Capel's going to bring it down for Sandpoint.
Nice. Wow.
Nice little layup there by Sandpoint.
Yeah.
To bring it to 42-22 with 1:04 left in this period, last period. All the way over to Brennan, back into James, back to Chase, back out to Desmond.
Ooh.
Desmond.
Oh.
Desmond's called for traveling. It's all right.
Yeah, it's
all right. Give these guys a chance to
a little bit how it works.
Play.
How it works.
Capo back out to Capo again. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but back up to Julian. Back to Julian again. Julian says he's gonna go in.
Ooh,
he met the wall there. He met Elliot there. Elliot.
Yeah,
almost built like Robert. Elliot was there. You're not moving me. So,
yeah. So
no good on that one. We got 20, 19 seconds left. I think Casey's going to let it, and Brendan going to let it run down.
Yeah, just
see if Sandpoint might come out and foul. I'm not sure. Out to Desmond.
Say,
oh, Desmond starts with traveling. All right. 9 seconds left. King Cole, our Sandpoint ball.
Yeah.
Sandpoint's going to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
Sandpoint tried to put up a three. Way short. Chase there with the long save.
You're not in your game here.
The last game of the weekend here.
Yep.
You got your Sandpoint Eagles 22 and your